is Northfield Outdoors, brought to you by Professional Pride Realty. From hunting to hiking, camping to cooking, mushroom hunting to motorcycling, and so much more, your hosts, Dave Vesladol and Andy Beham, will enlighten, entertain, and inform you with a lively mix of guests and discussion on all things outdoors. And now your hosts, Dave and Andy.
Well, welcome everyone to another edition of Northfield Outdoors on KYMN 95.1 The One and 1080 AM. Northfield Outdoors is proud to be sponsored by Professional Pride Realty. I'm Dave Vesladol, your host, along with co-host, the ever handsome and rugged looking Andy Beham.
Hey Dave, how you doing? You made it back from Montana?
Yes, I did. Had another historic trip. Just a lot of fun.
I've seen the pictures. It seems like the ducks were aplenty.
Yeah, people, if you're wondering where I head out to, it's my son lives in Missoula, Montana, and so every year I go out there and do a little duck hunting with him. It gives us a chance to reconnect and get out by ourselves. We hunt up on the Indian Reservation, the Flathead Indian Reservation, which is about, 80 miles straight north of Missoula. The best kept secret in the world.
Well, not anymore. It's not.
Yeah. We were up there. We hunted a solid 3 days. Never saw another duck hunter and never heard another shot. You know, everyone out there is big game hunters. But literally every day, thousands of ducks we saw. It was just amazing. Even though first couple of days we were hunting in bluebird weather, not a cloud in the sky, no wind, the sun out and stuff, we still managed to get our birds.
Only you would complain about the weather being too nice.
Yeah. And right now, it's interesting. Mallards have come down, but they've kind of stopped there. The migration seems to get a little bit later every year out there. But thousands of mallards, so we only tried to take greenheads. Of course, I took a Susie, a hen, and my son gave me a bad time about
now,
that.
Was it because you were trying to or because you missed?
No, I actually it came in. It was such a beautiful shot. I took it. I'm a typical Minnesota hunter and stuff, and all very legal and everything. We were just... It was just a contest between me and my son not to shoot any hens. And
you lost.
And I lost. We did take a few pintails and a few widgeons, but primarily we took just mallards. But we would see flocks of several hundred to 1,000 flying overhead, coming out from the protected reservoir area, the refuge, out to feed and then back. And
sounds a little different than the trips you and Hayes had around here.
Yeah, a little bit different. we don't have the beautiful mountains in the background, the mountain ponds, and just the ducks on the wing completely overhead.
Goes to show you what some nice clean water will do.
Oh, yes. And it is amazing how, like I say, you can think whatever you want about climate change and everything else. All I know is out there, the migration tends to get a little bit later every year and stuff.
But, well, good. Glad you had another successful trip.
And, oh, yeah. We need to do a whole show on that sometime.
So then the next trip out west is your antelope hunt?
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan, anyway. So, it's just...
The retired life must be rough.
It's hard to find the time to get everything.
Yeah.
The hockey season still going strong?
Yeah, it is. It's winter, and it's in full swing, so there we go. That's my winter. There's not even a reason to ask me what I did over the last couple of weeks. It kind of fills it all in right there.
Well, we were talking about duck hunting. We're going to raise the stakes on this show a little bit today. We have an artist with us.
We do.
And,
something for the arts crowd.
Yes, yes. that's us.
Yes.
We're competing with Art Zaney now a little bit.
Yeah, we have Jim Katuria, who has been awarded the 2019 Duck Stamp. So welcome, Jim.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Hey, Jim, before we get started, because we want to find out, all about what it is what it means to win the duck stamp for Minnesota and stuff, and to talk a little bit about what goes on with the federal stamp and everything else. But let's start out with some basics, Joe. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Hastings, grew up there on a little family of nine kids, and
A small family.
Yeah, yeah, small family, nine.
So are you the old one, the middle one?
I'm number seven of nine. So
you got picked on then.
Yeah, a little bit, you know. That's part of the fun, yeah. You know.
But yeah. Did you grow up in a culture of hunting and stuff?
Yes, yep. My dad grew up hunting and ducks, geese, and deer, pretty much anything you can hunt, he loves to do it. So, yep, that was a big part of our family.
And how about yourself?
Yep, I hunt quite a bit, or as much as I can, you know, with a couple young kids. And
oh, that makes it a little bit tough.
Right, stuff. Right.
But does your family also involved in art and painting, or how? Trying to lead up to, okay, how did you become a painter?
Well, I guess it's something that I've done since I was a little kid, is drawing, you know, starting with pencil and crayons even, you know. But my older brothers, some of them definitely did have a talent of art, and they still do. They just don't pursue it as often. But, I grew up doing it, and with some influences with my parents, you know, influencing me into different things, and then teachers also, it grew into what it is now.
Okay, why don't you take a moment to explain to our audience what is the federal, or excuse me, let's start out with the state waterfall stamp. There's a competition every right. year for painting of that, and to be used as a stamp. So give us a little background. What right. is that?
So in order to raise money for the waterfowl and other wildlife, they started to introduce this duck stamp painting competition, and that stamp would be used to raise money for habitat and the wildlife. So,
and you're required, if you're a waterfowl hunter in Minnesota, to purchase a duck stamp.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, is this something that you just do you just put in your contribution for the stamp every year, or is this kind of a full-time, do you sell your prints and do multiple a year?
It's kind of a, I guess you'd say it's a hobby. I work full-time besides, and so if I have time to get one done, I'll try and get one done, but it's not as often with the state stamp, more the federal stamp entries I've completed pictures for. So
what does it mean to you to being, you are the winner of the 2019?
It means a lot. There's a lot of history with the contest, not only the state contest, but the federal also. The competition that's entering every year is always incredible. And it means a lot to be able to be picked the winner out of the group.
Give us an idea. Is it just a handful of people that will submit something for this, or is it quite a few?
The state, it depends on which contest it is. It can be roughly 20 people somewhere. I'm not sure what the average would be, but it seems around in the 20s that are entering every year.
And it's a big deal to win that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, to me it is. Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure to a lot of the other artists. Yeah, yep. It means a lot. Yeah.
And is this the first time you submitted?
This would be, I think, the third, maybe the fourth time that I've entered the state duck stamp contest. Okay. I've entered turkey and pheasant stamp a couple of times, but most of my time, I guess, I've been trying to enter the federal duck stamp, which put in a little more time on that, but finding the time to get them all done is definitely a challenge.
So I guess the question is, what was the winning duck?
Gadwall.
Okay, all right. Well, I look forward to seeing it. Are we going to have a picture of it up on our website?
Yeah, and folks, you're going to be amazed when you see this, and we got a few others from you, Jim, also. What beautiful paintings.
I mean, thanks.
It's so realistic.
Thanks.
And stuff. I was just really impressed. Before we came on the air, Andy was talking to Jim about the pintail that he did. And I love that one. Is that one that you had submitted before?
That was for the Federal Duck Stamp Contest this year for next year's stamp.
And so, have they selected that yet?
Yes.
And you didn't win on that?
No, I got to the first round, and that was it. But
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, now, thanks.
Do you sell copies of your prints also outside of that?
I do have some copies that I had made from previous pictures that I do have for sale. I do plan to make prints of the 19 duck stamp, the Gadwall.
Okay. So I grew up, my grandma was a frame maker at Wild Wings down in Lake City.
Oh, wow.
And I would always love going, and I would just wander through the store, the beautiful outdoor pictures and sculptures and everything they have in their gallery there from, great artists. So
right.
Well, let's go back. So when you said you always had an interest in drawing, when did you start painting?
It actually wasn't until my senior year of high school. My art teacher handed me a entry form for the junior federal duck stamp. And so that's when I started to try my hand at painting. It was definitely challenging at first, totally different compared to black and white and trying to get the colors right and which colors work and don't. So, that was my first time actually putting paint to the canvas, I guess you could say.
Is part of the motivation simply to enter into these contests, or is there other things that motivate you to paint?
No, just my, I guess the contest was kind of secondary, just as a challenge and a goal, but painting wildlife, I guess, growing up in that type of family, the outdoors being a big part of that, was really what keeps me interested in it.
And it's other subjects other than just waterfall that you paint, is that correct?
Right. Most of it has been waterfall just because of the contests that I enter and the time that I'm making for myself to paint. So I have done a dog picture, a dog that I had back in high school, duck hunted with, and in a sense passed, but so I did a painting of that dog, and currently working on others too. So
now, do you do these paintings off of photographs, or
usually? Yes, I'll usually use those for reference and try and be as accurate as I can, and having a photograph definitely helps.
Yeah,
when you can see the details and especially lighting.
So how do you decide what you're going to paint? I mean, do you just wake up one day and say, I'm going to paint a pintail, or I'm going to paint a gadwall?
I actually will go through, like with the state contest, they give you a specific bird to choose to paint. Yes, usually it's only one bird, so you that's your task for the contest, and is to replicate that bird as best you can.
Oh, I didn't know that. So the state decided, okay, this year's stamp is going to be a gadwall.
Right.
And so we want submissions that are of a gadwall.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Is a federal like that also?
The federal usually has a choice. It mainly is about five birds that you can choose from.
Okay.
Like this past contest, I looked at what birds have won recently and tried to go with something that hasn't been done for a little while anyways on the stamp. And the pintail is always just a really beautiful bird anyways. Yeah. So, and all of them are, I think. But going with that was a pretty easy choice.
So take us through the process. Do you do a drawing? You say you like to work off of a photograph of it.
Right.
You start with then with a drawing, or do you go right to canvas?
No, I usually will do a few drawings and actually send out a message to family, brothers, and that are fellow hunters and stuff. Does this look good? Does this look right? Anything look, strange on the picture? And then kind of work from there and make subtle changes here and there as I go. So from the drawing, I'll once I decide I get something I like, then I will produce that on what I'm actually going to paint and start from there. Sometimes I have to change here and there, but for the most part.
And how do you decide on background, on the setting, you know, whether the duck is sitting there swimming, you know, standing or in flight?
Right. I guess
I would think flight can be difficult.
Yes. Yeah, it can be just a lot more feather detail. And
see, Andy, I know a little bit about
it. Yeah, it's the birds in flight are definitely a tougher challenge. So usually I'll look through photos either that I've taken myself or through magazine. Ducks Unlimited magazine have a lot of good photos, and that might inspire me.
Sure.
To come up with an idea and then take it from there and change it and mold it into what I would like to see myself while I'm out there.
Do you do other things other than just wildlife art? And I don't mean to say just wildlife art, but, you know, I always think of, like, the Terry Redlands who does the Christmas scenes and the
right.
sleighs stuff.
I haven't veered away too much from wildlife art yet.
So you're staying true to the wildlife artist.
Right, right. But it's definitely something I've gone through school. I've taken some art classes, and you're doing a variety of different things. But I guess I've always gone to what I'm passionate about.
And is it more the waterfowl and upland game? Have you done anything or have thought about, like, deer, elk,
antelope? I have definitely thought about that. Again, making time to do it. I always seem to roll around to the duck stamp contest just for trying to accomplish that goal, and getting one under the belt for the state stamp is definitely a good feeling. So, but I do try, and I would like to branch out into different things, of course, because I love to deer hunt, and I keep getting asked when am I going to do a deer painting.
Well, why don't we take a quick break, hear from our sponsor, where we come back, we can hear about when you find time to do paintings with young kids at home.
Professional Pride Realty is a proud sponsor of Northfield Outdoors on 95 The One. Let the staff and realtors at Professional Pride help you make coming indoors from the outdoors a welcoming experience in the home that's right for you. The realtors at Professional Pride are local and know the Northfield market. Whether it's buying your first home, upgrading from your current home, or purchasing your own slice of the outdoors, let Professional Pride help you every step of the way. To learn more, check them out on Facebook or at ProfessionalPrideRealty.com. Keep enjoying the outdoors and let Professional Pride worry about your indoors.
We are back. You're listening to Northfield Outdoors on KYMN 95.1, The One, and 1080 AM. And we are talking with the 2019 Minnesota Migratory Waterfowl Stamp recipient, awardee, I guess is the best way to say it, Jim Katura.
Katuria.
I almost made it.
You almost made it. That was close, Dave.
No, but again, congratulations, because that had to have been quite an honor.
Yes, it was. It was quite. My parents were actually at the contest, and I was on my way to work when I found out. So it was definitely a good feeling to see the phone calls and text messages that I was. Selected the winner. So
it's got to be nice to feel from a professional standpoint that my work has been recognized.
Yes.
It must be nice to give yourself a little pat on the back. I mean, because a lot of work had to have gone into that.
Right. Yeah, it was it's definitely something that you put a lot of time into, and you're always trying to improve and get better and better, and when you see it come to fruition, it's really satisfying.
Well, I'm guessing some of the names that you were up against are some pretty well-known names in the outdoor art community. And
right, yes, there is a lot. Yeah. There is a lot.
Well, now he has a well-known name in the art community.
Now he does. So.
you're part of the upper elite now.
Well,
we could say that. but it must mean, and I know it's not, you're not necessarily doing it for the monetary side of it, but that's got to be some significant from a professional selling art and stuff to be recognized as a duck stamp winner.
Right, right. Yes, there's some definite, I don't know how you could say it, but some recognition and gets your name out there for sure, and it feels good to be in amongst some of those names that have won it in the past.
Now, you were saying you have a couple young kids at home?
Yes, two, 13 and 10, a 13-year-old boy and a 10-year-old girl.
Yeah, welcome. That's my life. I have yep. I have a 14 and a 12-year-old girl at home, so yeah, I definitely know that. And where do you find time to paint, and how much time goes into, how much went into the painting that was awarded the winning stamp?
It is really hard to say. I was working on both that one and the federal entry at the same time. But a lot of time, I think I spent from March all the way through August working on both of them. So, and I work in the afternoon, so I would pretty much spend most of my mornings and days working on those and foregoing any home duties.
The honey-do list got really long. And
Yep. Needless to say, when they were done, there was some smiles going around the
Well, at least you can tell your wife, like, hey, it was worth it, you see?
Yep, absolutely.
Andy, I'm sure you're the same as I am. I've got a lot of wildlife prints around the house, especially ducks, waterfowl and stuff. And there's something about those prints. You take a look at any of them, it brings back some type of a memory of a duck hunting trip or something like that. There's something about hunters love to have wildlife prints.
Well, and I really feel like the high quality paintings like this, they capture emotion. They capture so many more things than just a photograph of a duck would. And yeah, it definitely brings you back and it brings back memories you have. So,
Jim, do you, when you're painting, there must be part of you going into that painting. Is some of it a little bit of a memory of growing
absolutely.
Up?
Or
a particular duck species that you like to hunt?
The duck species, well, of course, most of it's been around here, wood ducks, mallards, geese.
Yes.
And teal, of course, too. But there's definitely some of the memories I have hunting with my dad or family members that have stuck in my head that I just images that I really, really like. And I try and incorporate some of that stuff into my work. So
you're putting part of yourself into these. Into
you could
these
say that, yeah.
And stuff.
Yes.
How do you get them to look so realistic? I mean, I was looking at what's
practice.
What
lots of practice.
It's, I don't know, Andy, if you about you, but I try to draw anything beyond a stick man. That's about it. And I get jealous when I see something like what Jim has put together.
You're lucky. If I try and draw a stick man, my kids would be like, "Oh, that's a nice picture of a lake." Definitely, art genes skipped over me.
But it must feel really well to have that type of talent.
You
must feel well to finally have some recognition.
Absolutely.
For that.
Yep, it's something I've pursued for a long time, although I haven't entered the state as much. In other contests I have, but the turkey and walleye and pheasant stamp, for instance. But it's definitely something that I've a goal reached.
So, I was just going to ask about the DU banquets. Suppose there's going to be a few knocks at your door. Would you like to come to a banquet?
Absolutely. I actually volunteer
donate?
I actually volunteer for the Meadsville chapter, or I'm not sure what it'd be, Meadsville, Minnesota.
Okay.
Just north of where I live. I volunteer for the banquet there, and if I ever have anything, I try and donate whatever I can to the event.
Now, I know in talking with some other artists, do you have a favorite painting you've ever done? And I know a lot of people, it may not be the most recognized, it may not be their best piece they've ever done.
I would have to say the one of my dog is probably my favorite just because of the memories I've had with them. And
yep.
And I think I felt I really captured him in the painting. So that's probably my favorite one.
All right.
You know, that's the other thing, Andy. If you look around our house, yeah, I've got a waterfall and pheasants, but I've got prints of a golden lab.
I got labs to match my lab.
Chocolate labs. And, you know, they do bring back memories of your dog.
Right.
Because hunting waterfowl without a dog is not hunting.
Yeah.
There's something about having the dog
right
there with you who never argues back.
No.
And is always understanding.
Well, and that's, you know, I have a lab that he's gone duck hunting a couple of times, but mostly has just been used for upland hunting. And there's something special about you and your dog out walking a field. And
yeah, it's hard to explain sometimes.
I know my kids don't really listen to the show, so I can talk about how that's special and how that's time not away from them. So,
Jim, are there certain other artists as you were growing up that influenced you at all, or that you took a look at their work, or did this just all come internally?
Yeah, David Moss was one that definitely was an inspiration, and the Hauptmann brothers are definitely a group of guys that are extremely good. Les Kuba, there's Michael Sieve, there's quite a few that look into every picture of theirs I look at is just, especially seeing if you can get to see a painting in person, it's so much different
than the print.
Than the actual print. It just, the colors are much more vibrant, and it just is a lot different look.
All of the DU banquets I've gone to over my life, there's always Kublas and Mosses. I mean, they're big contributors and
right.
Big names. So.
Yeah.
Well, that was when we were down in Marshall. There was the WMA that was named after, I'm going to forget his first name, but Mager, artist.
James.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, James Mager. So. Pretty soon we'll be going to dedications of WMAs that were named after you, hopefully.
Oh, hopefully.
Oh. You ever start on a project and all of a sudden get a block and just, I got to walk away for a while?
Absolutely.
Or do you just see it through?
No, I have to step away from time to time. It's especially if it's got a lot of tedious detail. My eyes can only take so much and got to walk away. And there's definitely times where I've, like this past federal entry, I think I changed the background, the sky, probably three different times. Didn't like it, paint over it, and do something different. So,
you ever get partway done and just throw it out and start all over?
I haven't gotten that way. No, I have set paintings aside that I always want to get back to, but they still sit there year after year, and that I don't get back to, but definitely will like to finish at some point.
Do you ever get to that point where you get such a block that you go long periods without painting? Or is it something, okay, I just need to walk away for a day?
I've never had too much trouble with that because I don't get to it too often.
Okay.
So I've usually got other things going on that take up the time, so when I do put time into it, it's more fatigue, you know, your vision, and if you're focusing on a lot of tedious stuff, yeah, there's absolutely times where I have to stop what I'm doing, but as far as being able to keep from finishing the picture, I've usually been able to work through it.
Is there times of day that, are you a morning person for painting, an afternoon person, an evening person, or that doesn't make any difference to you?
No, it doesn't make too much difference.
Whenever you can find time?
Yeah, yep, that's about it.
So, I guess the big question is, what's next?
Well, I was hoping to get some more pictures for the federal done. I believe you have to sit out for a year, maybe two, for the state stamp. So I wouldn't be able to enter the state duck stamp again for 1 to 2 years. I'd have to look at the rules again, but I will definitely keep at the federal contest and hopefully time for other contests too, and for just side projects that for friends and family also.
And the federal one, oh, sorry, Dave. The federal one, you were saying the state one, you know, 20-ish applicants. How many are going into the federal?
Anywhere from 200 to 300, I believe.
Oh, wow. Okay.
As you are a winner of the or award of the 2019 stamp, does the state own any rights to that picture, or do you still maintain all of the rights to it that you can be able to make prints and sell it, or can the state do anything?
They will do the stamps. I still retain the right
you do.
To make prints. Yes. Okay. Yes.
And you still own the original painting.
Right. Yes. Yes.
So the only thing the state has a right to is the stamps.
Right. Right. Okay. And I believe I have to supply, I believe a couple prints. If I do make prints, I will supply them with some okay. so that they can help raise some additional money.
Do you ever sell the original artwork?
I have. Yes, I have. Yep.
Okay. And do you sell that through gallery or privately?
Privately.
Privately.
Is how it's been so far.
And how about your prints? Where are they available?
Well, if you wanted to contact me, I don't have a website yet. That's an expense I haven't gone down to yet. JamesKaturi@yahoo.com would be a way to contact me if you were interested, and I can show you what I have for prints. And definitely we'll be making prints of the future duck stamp, I believe, this March.
And we can link that email on our Facebook page also with the show. So to all our listeners out there that want to get a great picture of some wildlife, we'll give you that link.
So what does the future hold for you? Are you looking at trying to make this more of a career, or will you continue on, you know, do you have your regular job, this will just be a hobby, or?
I think for now it's going to continue as a hobby, but I definitely will try to put more time to it when I can. So I would love to do it for a career, but it's definitely a
Not ready to dive into the starving artist right now?
No. I like my food.
Yeah.
Any of your artwork have people in it?
Actually, the recent entry for the federal duck stamp, I put my father in as the duck hunter for that painting. So that will be sitting on his mantle here this Christmas. I just got it back recently, and I will be giving it to him, and hopefully he'll enjoy it.
Sure. Is that difficult to do people versus wildlife?
It's a different challenge. Definitely trying to get them to look as real as you can. In the process of painting him, the picture of him is obviously very small because the actual painting is only 9 by 10, I believe. And so his image was pretty small, but he did give me a hard time. Does that what I really look like? Well,
I should have asked this earlier. The size of your paintings, what typically are they as far as size? So if I get a print, is that comparable to the same size as your painting?
Usually, yes. Yes, okay. That will be the same size. The painting of my dog that I have, that is, I haven't measured it in a while, but I believe it's at least 12 to 13 by 24 high. And the stamp paintings that I have made prints of, those are the standard size, so 7 by 10, and the state are a little bit smaller. So.
And are these all oil on canvas? Is that?
Acrylic is what I use.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I'm not sure I understand the difference. Do you, Andy? Or?
Yeah, I was going to say, why are you trying to sound like you know what you're talking about,
yeah,
Dave? It was a good effort.
Andy just looked at me like rolling his eyes. Oh, okay, where is he going?
Hey, at least he got canvas, right?
But maybe take a moment, just explain what's the difference. Acrylic, oil,
and so acrylics,
what material do you use to put it on?
Acrylics, actually, I use a Masonite board because there's certain standards that they have for thickness and
it's a Masonite board, just like what I run to Menards and get.
Yep, that's what I do.
Really?
Yep. just a masonite board, sand it down, put some primer on there, or gesso, they call it, and sand it down, make, get a nice finish, and then start from there. Yeah, but the oils, of course, you have your oil with the paint that you're mixing together, and it takes a while for them to dry, which is why I went with, or why I use acrylics. It's quick and easy. They dry fast, and I can change. I haven't even tried oils yet, so acrylic's what I started with, and that's kind of what I've stuck
with. Do what you know.
Yep. Yeah.
So is moving, you know, is the painting, is it something you use to relax at, you know, the end of a stressful day? Is that kind of your go-to place to unwind, or is it definitely something that's not relaxing and you're just putting all your effort into it there?
If it's for a contest, it's definitely putting a lot of effort into it. But there are definitely times where it's nice to sit down and paint, because it is time away to shut your brain down and just to not think about the other hectic things going on. So
you talked a little bit about this earlier, that you'll do a drawings or something and send to relatives and stuff, you know, get their opinion on that. So who's your biggest critic, or maybe I should say, who's your biggest help?
Well, I definitely have a lot of critics. They do. Big family like that, a lot of brothers, they definitely like to give me a hard time, and it goes back and forth. But not only do they give you criticism and good constructive criticism, but they usually are very helpful. All of them have been really good.
But when you go out and do a little, say you're going out to do a little duck hunting and stuff, the people you duck hunt with, are they giving advice as to, oh, you should paint this, you should paint that?
Yes, I have. I have gotten that. I've gotten a lot of...
So plenty of suggestions?
Yes, I've gotten plenty of suggestions, yep. Good. Yep.
And do you ever take those suggestions?
Or? To some degree, to some degree. There's definitely some issue with how you can get your concept across, of course. So there's some difficulties there to work through.
But there must be some times where you're outside of out in the duck blind or whatever, where all of a sudden sometimes it just hits you and say, ah, this
absolutely
is what I want to do next.
Absolutely.
Can you give us an example of one of those?
Well, most of my time I am hunting is bow hunting.
Okay.
Duck hunting I haven't really been able to do as much of anymore. A few times in the last 15 years, unfortunately,
bow hunting takes a lot of time also.
Right. And it's outside my door, so it's hard not to get out there, and it's a good area. Cool. So definitely sit in the stand and see. I'll even have waterfall flying by as I'm in the stand, and definitely gives me some inspiration. And there's definite views that would really like to capture in future pictures.
Well, Jim, we're probably getting close here to the end of our time here, but why don't you once again, if people want to see more of your work, or what's the best way to contact you or be able to perhaps purchase a print? And I'm sure there's a lot of DU listeners out there saying, okay, this is a guy we need to invite to the banquet.
Well, I take invitations. And the best way to contact me is through my email at jamescaturia@yahoo.com. Okay. And I can send some pictures, and
we'll have some pictures of some painting up on the website and up on our Facebook page, and we will definitely get your email up on there also. So,
all right.
Okay. Well, Jim, I really appreciate your time coming in.
Well, thank you.
And hopefully you'll have continued success in the future.
I hope so.
Get that federal one under your belt. But again, congratulations for being selected as the 2019 Minnesota Duck Stamp recipient.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, this has definitely been an interesting conversation. You know, enlightened us, bring us up to that higher level. But as interesting as it has been, we still do have time for Dave's Interesting Facts.
Jim, this is the time part of the show where I come up with a few interesting facts and test Andy's knowledge as to as to, you know, has he been doing his homework, his studying?
He tries to make me look bad with obscure facts.
So I'm going to ask these of Andy, but feel free to jump in if you happen to know the answer. You know, we've been talking a lot about the Minnesota duck stamp, but I thought it'd be interesting just to talk a little bit about interesting facts about stamps in general.
I thought you were going to go ducks. I did all of my research on ducks. Okay. Oh, no, this is going to be bad.
Well, do you happen to know what is the most popular stamp in the U.S. that was released by the U.S. government?
The Forever stamp.
That is incorrect.
I don't know. That's what my wife tells me to go buy. That, well, that one is... time every 4 years we have to buy stamps these days.
No, nope, this is has been and continues to be the most popular stamp.
The American flag.
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
Well, now we know the wrong answers. Jim, any thoughts?
Oh, no, you got me. If you had a duck stamp question, I might be
That's why I didn't do that.
The Liberty Bell.
No.
Okay, I'm done.
Elvis Presley.
Really?
Yep. That was, do you know what year it was introduced?
1970, 80, 90, 60.
How about 1993?
Yep, that's what I said.
Yep. It has... to date, sold over 124 million.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Do you know when the first commemorative stamp was issued?
Of course I do. I just don't want to tell you.
In the U.S. We're talking.
Oh, in the U.S.
Yeah, okay. In the U.S.
I'm going to go 1950.
You are no, really okay. Wrong.
I have no clue.
Do you have any thoughts?
90s?
Nope.
Somewhere in between those two.
No.
Okay.
Back in 1893.
Wow.
It was to honor Columbus's voyage to the Americas.
Huh.
That was the first one.
That's an interesting fact, Dave.
Yes, it is. Okay. What year did the Postal Service begin testing the self-adhesive stamp?
God, Dave, why? Just why?
Not when it was finally introduced, but what year did it?
It was in the 1800s.
No.
1932.
No, that is incorrect. Really incorrect. 1974, they started to test it. But do you know when it was nationally introduced?
After that.
Yes.
Okay, but I'm right. Yeah. 1982.
No.
No.
You're still wrong.
This is a horrible list of facts, Dave.
1992.
Oh.
And most kids and everybody else, thank God, they're saying we finally don't have to lick those ugly things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, one last one. The Forever stamp that you talked about. What year did that get issued?
2000 and 2009.
Oh, you were actually kind of close.
Wow.
2007. And do you know what it had as its picture?
An American flag.
No, the first one was a picture of the Liberty Bell.
Yes, it was.
That's today's interesting facts.
Dave, you need to get a part-time job.
I thought those were fascinating.
Oh, all right. Well, on that note, we are going to go ahead and wrap this up. We'd like to remind you to tune in next Saturday to On Tap with Corey and Ira and find out interesting facts about beer instead of interesting facts about stamps. As always,
I had to dig deep for those, you know.
You did. I'm going to just ban Google from your computer. As always, the show will be archived on kymnradio.net and found under Northfield Outdoors. And thank you to Hayes for updating the Northfield Outdoors Facebook page, and to Professional Pride Realty for sponsoring Northfield Outdoors. And as always, until next time...
Hey, get out there and enjoy the outdoors, folks. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
This has been Northfield Outdoors with Dave Vesladol and Andy Behem, brought to you by Professional Pride Realty. Join Dave and Andy every other Saturday morning at 11 o'clock right here on 95 The One or streaming at kymnradio.net.